Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and I want to welcome you into the show today. So, my friends, I wanted to update you. So, when it comes to, I want to do two shows a day. It's one of those things that I think it needs to be done to get the show to the next level. But I also have a story to update you on, and we have three different stories that we're going to address on today's show. So, but without further ado, I'm going to show you the first story. These are all from my X account, by the way. Those of you who don't know, I am on X. And so what we're going to do is we're going to look at three different stories that I've responded, that I've found, and might have even left a comment on or reposted with a comment from myself. But here's the first story of the day. First story of the day is from this woman right here. This woman is talking about her marriage. And we're going to listen. And feel free to share your thoughts and comments below, but let's get into what she has to say.
I've been with my husband for almost 20 years, but about 3 years ago, I was strongly considering divorce, and I want to talk to you about why. So I'm going to tell you the story of the day where I thought to myself, maybe I don't want to do this anymore. My husband and I had four kids. We both worked full time. We had been together for 16 years at this point. We've been together since high school. And on paper, I have an amazing husband. He is incredibly supportive. He's kind. He's loyal. He's a great dad. He's very hands-on. He's an active participant. He's always present. Like, on paper, what else could I ask for? But in reality, my experience is very similar to the experience of other women. I had this amazing husband who on paper was great, but I was incredibly frustrated and burnt.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's stop right there before she keeps going. This is a 5-minute video? Oh my gosh. Okay. First of all, anytime that anybody ever says, oh, he's great, but you know that there was some kind of rug pull, bait and switch, something happened where she put up with it, didn't tell him, didn't say anything, and then all of a sudden she saw her friend getting a better deal. She saw that she was just, something happened. She woke up one day and was like, I'm done with this, and moved on. All this is preparing you to let you know why she's justifying bad behavior. Nice frame freeze. I'm like, ha, 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 by the way. All right, let's see what else. Keep going.
Out from our marriage and from motherhood. Because what happens to so many of us is that we marry these amazing men.
Wait. Did she just say she's burned out from motherhood? Gentlemen, if you procreate with a woman, please be careful who you procreate with. Because this, can you imagine being told that's bad, man.
And we have amazing relationships, and then we have kids. And when we have kids, women tend to carry a disproportionate amount of the work in the home, the work of raising kids, and the mental load. And that is,
oh my God. This is the same garbage women always say. Okay, first of all, women will use this argument on you, gentlemen. Let me change the frame for a second back to my book, into the show brand. First of all, let's get this out of the way. Women will use the mental load and the housework as a tool to manipulate you. First of all, mental load, you can't measure that. That could be anything from I'm worried about what you're worried about to I'm thinking about you throughout the day. That's mental load. You can't measure that. So therefore, because you can't measure it, I think it's garbage. Number two, of course you're going to be expected to do a lot of the housework. You're probably at home more than he is. It's part of being a mom. It's been like this forever, okay? I don't understand where this idea came from all of a sudden, this equal partnership garbage. No woman actually wants this, and let me tell you why. They think they want it because it sounds good in their heads. It doesn't work, though, when you take it into the real world. In the real world, a woman wants a man who's equal to or better than her. She's going to try to upgrade on you if there's a, quote, partnership. She's going to want a better deal. It's not her because she's evil. It's her because she's a woman, and this is how women work. She's using this as a tool to manipulate you. If anybody's ever read The Manipulated Man by Esther Vilar, fantastic book. I'd recommend it right after you read my book, Biblical Bachelor. But nonetheless, this whole argument is frame by frame exactly what she talks about in her book. If you let's look up, let me send you look, here's the screen. What you see right in the corner, that's a dishwasher. Back in the day, women didn't have dishwashers. Guarantee you, with a house like that, with a nice granite island that she's filming this from, guarantee you, she has a nice washer and dryer. I guarantee you, she has a maid, or she has a landscaper. She's got people to help her with this so-called homework and mental load. Ma'am, you signed up to be a mother. Unless you marry a man who doesn't want kids, you know what you signed up for, and now you want to play the victim afterwards, and it doesn't work. Now, it's one thing if he said, hey, I don't want kids, now I want kids. Okay, now he's baiting and switching. That's not fair. You can't do it. So you can't do it. So you can't rug pull like that. But here's a problem. Women do this in droves. This is the side. This is why so many men are quitting relationships, is because of this woman, this type right here. Let's continue with this.
That is exactly what happened to us. About 3 months after my fourth baby was born.
Fourth.
I remember looking at my husband and saying, I need more. I need you to do more.
See? Okay. I'm going to steal a page from Coach Greg Adams. Shout out to CGA. Great man in the great YouTuber, great content creator. Go check out his page if you haven't. I want to give credit where credit's due. He calls this the bait and switch. Now that the investment phase of her relationship is there, fourth kid, right on cue, she wants more from him. In other words, what was working before was fine. Now I want more. In other words, hey, you know what? You got to step up your game now, because now I have a new kid, and either you're going to do what I say, or I'm going to turn you over to Child Protective Services, over to the court, family court system through child support. And one way or another, I'm going to get what I want out of you, is what she's saying. And if you don't like that, I'm sorry. What else am I supposed to take from this? Huh? This isn't done in good faith. If this was good faith, she would have said this up front. But now she's doing it after the fourth kid is born. This is not in good faith. She's not doing this to be a good person. This is a bait and switch. Plain and simple. Let's continue with this.
Exhausted. I am in charge of everyone and everything in this house. Every night when we cook dinner, you ask me what to make. Every day when you drop off the kids at daycare, you ask me what they need in their backpacks. I am the project manager.
What does your husband do for a living? Can I ask that question? Can I ask you what your husband does for a living? Because it looks like you live in a pretty nice house. I guarantee you he makes more money than you do, because if you weighed less, then you wouldn't be with him, most likely. But let's continue with this. For all I know, she's a breadwinner, which at that point, you're just a dumb woman who married a broke dude. I mean, at that point, it's still your fault. I don't know what to tell you.
Of this home, and I need you to do more. And he looked at me and he said, okay, just tell me what to do. Right? Every woman has heard this. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. And I said, okay, you know, something that would make my life easier is if in the mornings when I came downstairs with the four kids, because I do mornings by myself, the dishwasher was emptied, the dishes were put away, and the trash was taken out.
It always starts like this, but as you do it, it gets worse and worse. Just FYI, ask any man who's been divorced, he'll tell you.
It would make my life so much easier, because when I've got the four kids running around and the baby crying, I can't be looking for their favorite water bottle in the dishwasher. I just need to know it's clean. And he said, yeah, of course. What? Yeah, I'll do that. That's no problem. And so, of course, he does it. But then I have to remind him, and then he forgets. And then
Maybe because he's working. I need more context in this, because I guarantee you we're missing part of the story. That's all I'm going to say. Let's continue.
To remind him again, and there was this one morning where I woke up, and I went to put something in the trash, and it was overflowing. And I went to get my son's water bottle, and it was in the dishwasher with all the other clean dishes. And I felt so disrespected and unseen and unvalued at that point in time.
Felt is the key word in that sentence that you might want to underline, just so you know. She says, instead of saying, I knew I was disrespected, she said, I felt, which means you can't measure feelings. Again, you can't do anything about feelings. You can't debate them. You can't discuss them. They're not logical. Continuing.
I remember texting my husband being like, what happened? Like, why didn't you do this? And he said, sorry, I was running late for work. And I remember thinking, oh my God, he doesn't see me. Because what he's done has now made me late for work. And he doesn't care about that. He doesn't care about the impact on me. And he doesn't see how every single thing in our home happens because I ask him to do it or because I do it.
What does your husband do for work, ma'am? What does he do for work? That's kind of an important detail that you're conveniently leaving out.
Myself, or because I planned and organized it. The diaper bag is full because I filled it, right? I put the wipes in there. And I felt so frustrated. And
I got to pause it here, my friends, for a second, okay? Let me ask you a question. How is it that grandma, you know, your grandma used to be able to raise 15 kids, 8 kids, 7 kids on her own and didn't complain whatsoever, but this woman can't even raise 4 kids without having a meltdown on social media? Can I ask that question? How is that possible? How is it possible that she's melting down? She's melting down. I can't handle it. I can't do it. Meanwhile, her grandma probably raised 6 kids on her own while the dad was working at the factory all the time. Are you kidding me with this crap? How many men have had this happen to them? Please raise your hand in the audience of the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. In the studio that's, I can see golf clubs, you know, golf clubs on my wall. I imagine that there's a decent number of hands going up in the audience. Why? Because this is what happens to us as men. Where's this guy giving his side of the story? Answer, nowhere, it sounds like. Maybe we'll get to see it at some point, but it certainly doesn't seem like it. This is the kind of stuff that makes men give up. Is this garbage right here? What does he do for a living? You haven't answered that yet. What does he do?
I remember thinking, what's the point? What's the point of doing this with someone else? I might as well just do it alone. And it's not...
You hear that? Did you hear that? Now all of a sudden she's giving up. 4 kids. Did you think about the kids without their dad? Now they're going to be used as pawns in your game? Not once did you think about the kids. It's all about how you felt. Did anybody catch that? How she felt in that moment. Not what it was. Not what are the kids. Not how can I make this work. How can I maybe do something differently. It was I give up. I'm done. I felt disrespected, so I'm out.
Not because my husband didn't love me or he did anything to me, and it's not because I didn't love him, but because I felt so taken advantage of in our relationship. Oh. And this dynamic, it doesn't happen by accident, right?
I wonder how much money you spend, ma'am, on a bunch of garbage and your husband feels used for his money, but we'll continue.
Not like my husband did it to me, but we've been raised in this society that
tells
women who they should be in marriages and what it looks like to be a good mom versus a good dad. We know the bar for moms is way up here and the bar for dads is way down here.
Oh my God. Oh, the women, and it's so hard. Oh my God. Ma'am, nobody told you to be a mom. You wanted to be a mom. You signed up to be a mother, and yet here you are complaining about it. If it's so bad and so hard, then why did you sign up for it? Can I ask that? Can I ask that question? Am I allowed to ask that? I'll ask it. Why did you sign up for it? I mean, for God's sakes, nobody forced you. And yet here you are complaining about the problem. You asked him for kids. Most women do that, by the way. Tactic to manipulate the man, in case you don't know. Because now she has access to his resources. But here we are. And yet, I guarantee you, the man's like, what the heck? What? The guy's probably really lost here. He's like, what? I guarantee he's probably a little beta, though, too. But, you know, that tends to happen when men are in relationships. They tend to naturally take that disposition. But nevertheless, let's revisit this.
And we fell into these norms. We fell into these roles in our family, despite the fact that we never wanted to. And I'm lucky, and I say lucky because I have a partner who I know.
Partner, not husband.
And wants me to be happy and was willing and able to change. And so we did the work.
Oh, you're punishing him for changing. Gentlemen, they'll do this, just so you know.
To figure out what equity looked like in our relationship.
Equity?
I can tell you.
Equity is a code word for we end up at the same place.
You now, 3 years later, that we are happier than ever. Our kids are thriving.
What is this? Don't give me the spinning wheel of death. No! No! Give me the... No! Oh, of course. Okay, so now... Did she take it down? Did she take it down? I mean, you get the picture. I mean, what the hell am I supposed to think about this? It was all I feel statements. It was, I want, look, I see from a certain perspective what she's talking about when it comes to, hey, I want this and I want that. I want this, I want that. I get it. Here's the problem, though. You've made it all about yourself. I guarantee you, your husband has done a lot for you, and how you're repaying him is with this, is with a divorce. What it sounds like to me, what it sounds like, what do you guys think? Let's move to the next. Next video is this one right here. Let's take a look at this. You guys seen this? Look at him vandalizing the custody of the ownership. Look at him. Look at these losers right here. Look, I don't care what you think about Musk, okay? I think Musk is the kind of guy that he's successful. Like every successful person, he has haters. But here's the problem. I think that these people who vandalize Teslas like this, they're wasting their time. They are not actually making a difference. They're only serving to put themselves in prison. And they look stupid because here's the difference. Tesla is not completely owned by Musk, in case you didn't know it. He owns about 20%, I think, last time I checked, about 20% of the company. The rest of it is publicly traded on the market, which means that people with 401ks, people with retirement benefits, you're hurting them, not Musk. You are hurting them more than you're hurting him by doing this, by burning down Tesla stations, by keying Tesla's Cybertrucks, by putting paint all over Tesla dealerships. You're not actually hurting Musk. You're more hurting the people who put their money in the stock market. That is the difference. And that to me is why it's so stupid what they're doing. It's ridiculous. Let's look at this. According to the New York Post, and this is a little old, it's from January. Single women own millions more homes than single men in the United States, and the gap is only growing. Well, first of all, kind of a misleading headline, and it's going to have a bias because it was written by a woman. That's number one. Number two, even if that is true, can someone explain to me why it is that this is a story? I don't understand why this is a flex. Just before the. This is the kind of stuff we see all the time. Let me know what you think about this in the comments below. I'm curious to hear what you have to say about this because I think that it's a non-story. I'll be back. We need to talk more about these things, but I gotta get back to work. I'll see you guys later. Peace.